Welcome to Kirk's Picks. I'm Kirk McElhern, and in this podcast, I'm going to tell you about something interesting I've discovered recently. Today's pick is The Thin Man. I recently rewatched an 87-year-old movie and really enjoyed it. When I think about it, it's pretty amazing that we can see movies that old, but also that they can remain pertinent. The Thin Man, from the novel by Dashiell Hammett, directed by W.S. Van Dyke, was made in 1934, which is only a few years after talkies, movies with voices, became common. The first talkie was The Jazz Singer with Al Jolson in October 1927, and it only took a few years for talking pictures to displace silent movies. In 1934, the Great Depression was at its nadir, with U.S. unemployment well over 20%, but the New Deal was starting to change things. Americans wanted escapist entertainment, and movies like The Thin Man hit the spot. The novel had just been published in January of that year, so the production was rushed and the movie was shot in just 2 weeks. The film was very popular and spawned 5 sequels, none of which are really as good as the first, and the couple portrayed by William Powell and Myrna Loy became legendary. Nick Charles is a retired detective, and with his wife Nora, whose wealth allowed him to stop his activity and move to California, have returned to New York City for Christmas. Charles is asked to investigate the disappearance of Clyde Winant, the Thin Man, by his daughter, who Charles has known since she was a child. The interest of this movie is not in the detecting, but in the witty banter between Nick and Nora and other characters. The couple often have drinks in their hands. This movie was released just 6 months after the repeal of Prohibition. When we first see Nick Charles, about 10 minutes into the movie, he's at a nightclub waiting for Nora, philosophizing with bartenders about the perfect way to shake martinis. This is a scene that was improvised while the director had told William Powell that the crew was checking lights and sounds. Nora arrives, arms laden with Christmas presents, pulled by her dog. She asks how many drinks Nick has had, and he says he's on his 6th martini. As the waiter is serving them each a drink, he says, "All right, will you bring me 5 more martinis?" Nick and Nora are a very modern couple. Film historian Andrew Saris said that they were the first on-screen Hollywood couple for whom matrimony did not signal the end of sex, romance, and adventure. The plot is little more than a vehicle for this film of attitude, which combines comical situations with murder. And there is, of course, the dog Asta, who regular solvers of the New York Times crossword will know. This uncommon word is often used to fit into puzzles, clued as Nick and Nora's dog. Given how old this movie is, most solvers only know the answer because they've seen it in puzzles before. I recently discovered that there is a type of glass called the Nick and Nora glass. Some of these look like the martini glasses you see in the movie, but more often they're a bit taller, a cross between a wine glass and the more familiar sharp-angled martini glass. According to one manufacturer, this glass ensures an effortless and chic sip, delivering the drink without forcing the tilt of the head. Proof that Nick and Nora Charles live on in cocktail culture. The Thin Man, link in the show notes. Thanks for listening to Kirk's Picks. If you enjoyed the podcast, follow it on Apple Podcasts or in your favorite podcast app. For show notes and links to my pick, go to kirkville.com/picks. You can support this podcast by purchasing items via my affiliate links, or you can sign up for my Patreon and donate a few bucks a month. Tune in again soon for another pick.